And then the third way, Wednesday night, to play Soros.
Many years ago, when I was a boch in yeshiva, so we decided we were going to go away for a Shabbos with a few bochim together. And there were a couple of boys who were responsible for the kitchen. And the plan was that they were going to make a large cholent, and we were going to have part of that cholent on Friday night after the meal, a couple of hours after the meal. And the rest of the cholent we were going to have on Shabbos morning. That was the plan. And we knew that, you know, there's Tanoi Chazorah, you have to know what you're doing when you're putting it back. It means that the Eish has to be Grufa, or Ketumah, the Eish has to be covered. So I think then it was a hot plate, we covered it. It was a slow cooker, we covered underneath. And we knew that you had to have Das to Da'at El Hachse, you had to have Das to return it. And also had to be Oidon B'Yodah. We knew the Tanoi Chazorah, that was all fine. Problem was that we took the cholent off the slow cooker and put it down and then took the lid off. And inside we saw that although most of it was fully cooked, but there was a chelek of the cholent which wasn't fully cooked. There was a chelek of it which was, I don't know exactly what, 75% cooked, whatever exactly it was, whether it was the beans or the meat, but something wasn't fully cooked. And the question is, what does one do in such a scenario where it's not mavushal kol sorka, where it's not fully cooked? What are you saying, Johnny? Having the data. But this was at night at the moment, so the question is what to do. So let's go through some basic halachas. When it comes to bishul on Shabbos, there are three different stages of a food, of the food. The first stage is, which is called machol ben drusoi, which means the stage when ben drusoi, he was a highwayman. When he ate his food, he ate it half cooked. He was always on the run. So that's the stage which is considered to be an aloha nechal alidei adachak. It's through alidei adachak, it's edible, but it's not fully edible. It's not fully done, at least, anyway. And then you've got the next stage, is mavusha called tzorkoi. And that means that most people consider this to be fully done. And the third stage is mistamik v'yofeloi, which means that it's still improving, it's cooking on the fire, it's still advancing, it's becoming richer, the food, but it's already done already. It's mavushal kol tzorkoi, it's considered done, but still there's improvement, there's further improvement. That's called mistamik v'yofeloi. When it shrinks, then v'yofeloi, it's good for the food. So those are the three stages. Machol ben drusoi is half cooked, mavushal kol tzorkoi is fully cooked, and mitzamik v'yofaloi is after it's fully cooked. So the halach is as follows. Once it's already mavushal kol tzorkoi, then there's no issa bishul. There's no more issa bishul at that stage because it's fully cooked. There's no more issa bishul, even though it's mitzamik v'yofaloi, even though it's improving. But nevertheless, you finish with the problem of bishul, the actual problem of bishul. Until machol ben drusoi, or when you make it machol ben drusoi, then you're definitely chayav mishum bishul. That's clear that you're chayav mishum bishul. What's in between machol ben drusoi and mavusha kol sorkoi? Is that bishul or is that not bishul? So that's a machlekes rishonim. There are some rishonim who hold that once it's arrived to machol ben drusoi, that you finish with bishul and now it's considered done, even though it's only nechal alidei adachak, but this is considered done already, and therefore there's no more issa bishul. But other rishonim hold that even once you've arrived to machol ben drusoi, until you get to mavushal kol tzorkoi, you're still over issa bishul. Bishul can be until mavushal kol tzorkoi. Aloch in Shulchan Aruch, it's paskin, like that shitter, the second shitter, that it still is a problem until you arrive to mavushal kol tzorkoi. It's aloch in Shinyut Chesiv Dalet, v'im loy nispashal kol tzorkoi. If it's not nispasho kol tzorkoi, afilu nispasho kamachol ben drusoi, even if it's already half cooked, shayach boi bishul, afilu boide resech, it's still shayach bishul, even when it's oide resech, even when it's still hot, it's still shayach bishul. So if you've got a food which is only machol ben drusoi, or even if it's 70% done, but it's not yet mavushal kol tzorkoi, then you're still going to have a problem of bishul. So if you would now take, we would have taken this cholent, which we took off Friday night, most of it was done, but there was some part of this cholent which wasn't fully done. If we would put it back in the slow cooker, we'd be chayav deraisa, we'd be over issa deraisa for putting it back in the slow cooker, because what we're cooking the part of the food which is not yet fully cooked, which is the issa deraisa.
So,
even if it's still hot, because when it's cold, then it's bigger problems. For example, if something is liquid and it's cold, then you can have more problems of bishul, even when it's fully cooked. Not only if it's cold, even if it's hot. Even if it's hot, there's still a problem. If it would be cold, you might definitely have a problem, because even when it's fully cooked, you could have a problem. But where it's hot, then there's a problem. As long as it's not yet mevushal kol tzorka, you've got a problem by making it mevushal, by further increasing the bishul. So, using it for Shabbos morning was not an option now. So the next option is, we're not going to waste food, bochrim, so we want to use it Friday night. So, to take this food Friday night is also quite problematic, because there's an issa to be magis food which is not yet mevushal kol tzorka. If you've got food off the fire, if you've got food which is not fully cooked, which is not yet fully cooked, then there's an issa to stir it min atoira, even off the fire. So, mfurish halach and shulchan aruch, in a keli rishon, correct. Ha ilfus va'akadeira, it's halach at the end of Shin Yilches, ha ilfus va'akadeira is a pot, she'eviron merusochin, you took it off hot, me'al gabe oil from off the fire, you took it off the fire, im loy nispasho kol tzorkoi, if it's not yet cooked, not only that, the Shulchan Aruch is going to say even further, not only can you not be magis it, you're not allowed to stir, because stirring it is issa deraisa, you can't even ladle out from this pot, because Chazal asad, ladling out, emet siin bekafem, you can't take a spoon and take out from this pot, because Chazal said that when you ladle out from a pot, it looks like you're stirring, which is a problem in Atoira. Stirring is a problem in Atoira, and magis drabonon is when you're ladling out from a pot. So, we can't stir this pot, and we can't take out with a spoon or with a ladle. The only thing one can do is one can either let it cool down, to wait till it gets to Ein Yad Tzeledes Bo, which is not what we wanted to do. And I don't remember what we did, by the way, so I've got no idea what we did. I just remember the problem. And the other option is to tip the pot. Because if you're tipping the pot, then there is no issa of tipping the pot and letting the food fall out of the pot. The whole issa which Chazal asked was only ladling, because it looks like ladling looks like stirring. Ladling has got the appearance of stirring, which is stirring is the problem, and ladling looks like that. But it's not really that. Chazal said that because these two things are similar, therefore we're answering one. If somebody's going to take out with a spoon, well, Choshish is going to come along and just do a little stir. Yeah, Choshish is going to come along and do a bit of a stir. Why is stirring such a problem? What's the big issa? The issa of being magus is that it seems to break down the food and it's easier for it to cook. And when you stir something and it becomes more broken down, then it enables the cooking process to take place, to become more cooked. And that's why there's a problem of being magus. Derech agav, you see from here that when you've got something which is machal ben drusoi, or 70% done, or 80%, or whatever it is, but not yet mevushal kol tzorkoi, the issa isn't to make it mevushal kol tzorkoi. The issa is to do any small amount more. If you're going to make it from 75%, to 76%, which means you're improving the food a tiny bit more, there's an issa min haTorah to do that. Because when you're stirring a pot which is off the flame, you're not going to be mevashalik kol tzorkoi. It's highly unlikely that you're going to be mevashalik kol tzorkoi. All that's going to happen is it's going to become a bit more cooked than what it was already. And that is an issa min haTorah. So we see that When we say that there's a problem from Ma'achal ben Rasoi to Mevushal kol Tzorkoi, it's not when you start Ma'achal ben Rasoi and get it to Mevushal kol Tzorkoi, it's anything in between. If you go from 60 to 61%, you've got an issa min haTorah of cooking the food. So it's quite complicated, what one can do with this food if one takes off food from the fire and it's not yet fully cooked. Truth is, there'll also be an issa then of putting the lid back on would also be asa, because when one puts the lid back on the pot, then it's also it improves the bishul. It makes the bishul it'll cook a bit more, and therefore that's also going to be an issa min ha-Torah. So one has to be very, very careful what one does. What would have happened if we would have put it back on, and then Shabbos morning we would have gone to daven in a minyan? I don't know where we were, but we would have gone to daven with a minyan, and someone would have told us, he would have told someone a story, and they would have said to us, "What? You put it back on the flame on Shabbos? It's a deraisa." If someone would have told us Shabbos morning, and by then it was fully cooked, would we be allowed to eat the cholent at that point? That means, would we be allowed to eat it Shabbos morning? So there's a halacha that whenever someone does a maaser on Shabbos, then it's also, even b'shoigig, that means, I imagine this was a shoigig, let's say we thought it was mutter, even b'shoigig, one is not allowed to use or be nene from that maaser Shabbos, the whole Shabbos. Not him, and not anybody else. No one is allowed to be nene from the maaser Shabbos. So, l'chaira, if one put his food back on, if we would have put the cholent pot back on the slow cooker, the chayre, there should be an issa for us to be nene from this food on Shabbos. And the answer is that's not correct. It would have been mutter for us to use the food. And the reason is because the Mishnah Berurah brings that whenever there's a machloikus about something, then bedieved Chazal didn't answer. Chazal only answered where it's l'choladeus, where it's nearly l'choladeus. Then Chazal said that for a ma'aser Shabbos, you're not allowed to be nene from it. But whenever there's 2 days in it, then you can be makel b'dievet. So over here, there's a machlekes rishonim, whether or not, once you've arrived to machel ben drusoi, is there an issa bishul or not? Some rishonim hold that once you've arrived to machel ben drusoi, then it's completely mutter, there's no issa bishul. So because there are such rishonim that hold that there's no issa bishul, then b'dievet Chazal wouldn't have asked. So we wouldn't have been allowed to put the cholent pot on the hot back on the slow cooker on Friday night. But if we would have done so, and it would have arrived to Shabbos morning, then we would have been allowed to eat the cholent. That's the lechera, some basic halachas. So now I've been clearing another shaila. I'll be very interested to hear what the olim have to say. I think it's an interesting shaila. People enjoy their steaks in different ways. Some people like rare steak, some people like medium rare steak, and some people like well done steak, correct? Yeah, people have different tastes when it comes to steak. Rare means that it is raw in the inside, or rawish, it looks very red and looks like blood. And medium rare is more of a pinky colour. It's not, you know, it's already something in between, it's done more than that. And well done is, as you know, what a well done piece of meat is. I don't know the statistics of how many people like each one, but let's just make it easy for the Shia. Let's assume that a third of the people like it rare, a third of the people like it medium rare, and a third of the people like it well done. It might not be 100% right that, but let's make that assumption. So we've got a third, a third, a third, rare, medium rare, and well done. So. What did you say, sorry? Rare means that it's a bit raw. Half cooked, that's right. So if a person... So let's try and... Assuming it's a third, a third, a third. If someone has a rare piece of meat, then most people don't consider this to be fully cooked. If somebody has a medium rare... So now you've already got another, you've already moved into the other third. You've now got 2/3 of the people who consider that by this stage, the food is done. That's what you've got, 2/3 of the people are considering this to be done. So my shaila is like this. Is it the pshat that people are considering medium rare as being mevushal called sorokoi, as being cooked? Is it that they're considering this to be cooked, fully cooked? Or is it the pshat, they're not considering this to be fully cooked, just they enjoy a bit of some rawness in their meat. That's what they enjoy. They've become chasidei ben drusoi, they've become talmidim of ben drusoi, and they like it that it's a bit raw. That's the raw element of it is something that they enjoy.
Where did ben drusoi come from? Where is it? But that come from that? Because
well, he was in a rush normally, so therefore, yeah.
Not because it was alone.
It came from a different angle. But the question is, now that people are like enjoying meat, which is not well done, they're enjoying it when it's got this raw element to it. Is it the pshat that? No, but it's a cooked for him is not enough. Mushakot Soroki is Tolof the Roiv mentioned. Tolof the Roiv from the Welt. People. Tolof Roiv people in the world. Roiv people in the world would need to consider this to be cooked in order for it to be Mushakot Soroki. So how would you look at this? Would you look at this as being that it's Mushakot called Soroki? Because at the end of the day, most people like it like this. Or is it the pshat that he is enjoying to eat it with an element of rawness? If you would want it fully cooked, then he would have it well done. That's what he would have. You can clear a shayla, I don't know what the halacha is, but you can clear by tzli on korban Pesach. Would you be yotze if you've got something which is rare or medium rare for tzli on korban Pesach? Or is this considered raw? I don't know. You can clear, maybe it's a different shayla, it's also going to be a shayla. Well, at what stage is it considered tzli?
So
I'll get there in a minute. Yes, I'll get there in a minute. So Alamai says I wasn't sure. I asked Reb Chaim Heimlich what he thought. He was adamant that it's raw. He told me this is considered that most. You think the same? I think it's going to be also depend a bit how you like meat as well. I think it doesn't really make a difference, but just the way you look at it might depend on how it doesn't make any difference. That's what he said. He was adamant that, like you're saying, that this is considered raw. If this is the case, then let me give you an example. You've got let's say a person wants to have steak on Friday night. So he makes his medium rare steak and he puts it on the hot plate, and then afterwards he wants to do chazorah. So he takes it off, he gives a child one piece, and he wants to put it back on the hot plate. Could be over Issa Daraisa. Issa Daraisa for doing that. Even though he's looking at this meat as being done, he's looking at this meat as being ready, but it could be an is that if this is correct, now this is considered raw, there would be an issa deraisa because it's not yet mavushal called sorokai. Hot plate is an ash, it's fire. It's got an element. An element is fire. An element is considered fire in halacha. So you've got over here an element. And therefore, there would be an issa to do that. So,
it's more people monkeys people. Can't start
assuming. What?
It's more people monkeys people. Can't start assuming.
Yeah, but the question is just how you're looking at this over here. The mice says it's clear that if I'm right with my figures of a third, a third, a third, and Alat said it's rare, then it's definitely over issa bishul, because only a third of the people are eating it like that. Then there's no question. That's definitely considered raw, if those figures are correct. My whole shaila was, that I said it's medium rare. Is that considered vushal kol tzorkei or not? And there we've got a tzatzit, what Chaim is saying, Chaim Heimlich is saying, that is considered raw, and therefore there would be an issa of bishul for going further with that. Just, it got me thinking about one shaila. I'm going to leave you off with the shaila. I was served a few weeks ago a piece of rare meat, a nice piece of rare meat on Shabbos morning, and it was there on my plate next to my cholent. So I had my cholent and my rare meat sitting next to it. And I was thinking, we know that a cholent is called a dover gush, which means that even, it doesn't make a difference what keli it's in, there are some shitters who hold that that can cook. The Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah brings it, there are some shitters who hold that dover gush can cook. So I was wondering, can this dover gush cook my rare piece of meat? Can it cook it or not? And I think you're right. I don't think that a piece of meat will get further cooked at all by a dover gush. Nor other things do get. A carrot, a potato, a cucumber, they can get some cooked a bit or cooked more by being next to a dover gush. But the Maaseh of the Gemara says that Bistra de Torah meat needs the koyach of Eish. The Gemara doesn't say whether once it gets to a certain stage, perhaps it's possible to argue and say that once it's arrived to a certain stage, now it doesn't need the fire. And that was my sophic. But I do hear it sad to say that all the way, perhaps it does need the Eish, and therefore, hopefully, that shouldn't be a problem.